This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're just going to take this in stride as it comes, okay? I'm going to get to an article that was sent to me yesterday, with all due respect. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay it next to the straight stick, the Bible and the Constitution. The name of the article is 10 Reasons Christians Can Support the Trump Administration. This was written on August 19th of 2019. Okay? I'm going to lay what they have been deluded to believe in to what is actually happening. I'm going to document it for you. I'm going to give you the website so you know where to go. Okay? We're going to get to that in just a moment. 10 Reasons Christians Can Support the Trump Administration is the name of the article. I've already received emails from just bringing this up yesterday of how I said 10 reasons Christians can't support the Trump administration. Now, I'm going to leave it up to your candor. You're going to decide after I give you the facts as to what is true and what is not true, who is righteous and who is unrighteous, okay? Because that's my job. Read Ezekiel 44 when you get a moment, okay? Now, what I'm going to do is I want to go to something I did last night. Just going back, because I'm pondering a lot about dictatorships and how many of these dictators, more than not, were praised by the people to their own demise. And in the process, I decided, well, I'm going to do a history lesson 101, okay? So what I did is I actually took from Uncle Ray's Corner. You can go online. This is documented. Nobody can doubt it. It's written in 1934, and it is about how Adolf Hitler said that he was going to continuously make Germany great again. I'm going to give you the exact quote. He told people that he would make Germany great again. Okay, this was Adolf Hitler while he was serving a prison sentence for murder. Okay, and he took advantage of the groans of the people only to further deceive them to, again, their own demise. And that's exactly how this dictator named Adolf Hitler continues his reign of terror on his own people through the Third Reich, trying to establish a new world order. For those, again, that did not know, here is the history of how dictatorships operate and who they are. As a matter of fact, Adolf Hitler was the one that said it's good for people in power that the people never think. Folks, after I posted that, I wrote, just for the record, food for thought, did you know that Adolf Hitler called for, this is what he said, his quote, not Bradley Dean again, he wants to make Germany great again. I had 50 comments instantaneously just attacking me. Didn't say a thing about Donald Trump. Didn't say a word about Donald Trump coining the same phrase. didn't say one word about Donald Trump. Everybody began to attack me. You want to see some vicious people, friends? You know, according to the mindset of the worshipers of Donald Trump today, it's interesting, and you should take note of this, friends, that it's fake news when you call out Donald Trump for his violations of the U.S. Constitution. But that should come as no surprise, because the narcissist in the office even said of you, if you are a follower of Donald Trump, I could play the audio for you. I'm not going to do that today. It's easily accessible online. But Donald Trump said of you worshipers, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody. And he said, I wouldn't lose any voters. Did you hear what he said? You know, from doing homework just over the last week on Mussolini and Mao Zedong and Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler and Pol Pot and others, Idi Amin, friends, it was always arrogance that you've seen with these dictatorships. They all acted in such a fashion where they believed that they were above the law. And folks, what they continuously did is told the people what they wanted to hear. Did you know that Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, did you know that the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, and Mao Zedong, did you know that in every case concerning these dictators, did you know that they put themselves up as the savior of the people? Did you know that? It's important that you understand that. Is it not true? Could it not be said of what's going on in this country today? What would encourage Donald Trump to say something like, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters? That's called narcissism. And by the way, that was Satan's great fall. So, you know, Isaiah 14. Read it when you get a moment. Read the whole thing. Okay? But folks, after I posted this, make Germany great again, they just attacked me. Why are you innuendoing? I said, have I ever one time ever posted anything on a live meme or on the radio? Have I ever used semantics? Ever. One time. Never. I said, furthermore, I don't give you my opinion. What I do give you is the fruit of this administration, and I do show you the deviations concerning what this administration or any other administration, for that matter, friends, goes by the use of the Bible and the Constitution. I'm not here giving you my opinion. I am simply showing you the fruit on the branches of this administration. Now it's fake news to expose him for his crimes, America. This is what the Trumpites, as they call themselves, the idolaters, those that worship Donald Trump. Now if you call him out and tell the truth, you're a communist. You're a hater. You're a bigot. This is fake news. And who shouts from the presidential bully pulpit fake news more than Donald Trump? Here, let me say something. This is why I say it at every show, at the beginning of every show. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. If it's not the Christ, you're in trouble. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Jeremiah 17:5. Now, I also, this morning, got up, because I'm contending with a whole lot of fools that don't know the difference. And fools they are, friends. They're just being led about as good sheeple, making them lunch for the wolves. You know, as Ben Franklin said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And it's exactly what's happening here, friends. I'm going to bring you to the next post that I brought up, okay? And it was Adolf Hitler's belt, where on his belt the Germans used Christianity to win and garner the support of the 80 million in Germany. Without asking any questions, okay? God with us. I'm coming back to that concerning History Lesson 101 with Adolf Hitler. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Oh, as the circus of politics continues on, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You want to call in 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick call from Cody in Kentucky. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Nice to talk with you again. And I really appreciate all the hard work you're doing. You guys have such an excellent email list with great news, alternative news. I really appreciate that.
Cool.
And I was going to give you an update on how the Border Patrol is treating native-born Americans, you know, come back from Canada to harass me. They want to go through the
Can we do that, Cody? Cody, I need to stick to the topic today. Let's do that on a different show. Is that okay?
That's fine. What about your time taxes? Are you on that subject or?
No, I did that 2 days ago. I'll be on, I'm going to be making a video on that in the up and coming days. Have a little fun with that and kind of show people what they're being subject to. But again, I appreciate the phone call, Cody, and I want to stick to the topic. No disrespect intended in any sense of the word. Friends, if you want to get in and weigh in on over 115 radio stations today, please do give us a call. The nation's listening. 1-866-582-9933. During the first segment, we were setting this up. I'm teeing this up for you right now, friends. We're going to be talking about 10 reasons Christians can support the Trump administration. This came out by a Christian ministry. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the fruit on the branches in contrast to what they're telling you and the reasons they're telling you as to why you need to get behind Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, the reasons that they're giving you, for the most part, friends, are not true. Okay? We're going to come back to that in just a moment. I want to talk about the first one. Meme that I posted was about Adolf Hitler making Germany great again. For those that didn't know, Ronald Reagan used the same thing. He coined the same slogan as Donald Trump. During the presidential run, the last cycle, I was actually in Simi Valley, California, where I wasn't a big Ronald Reagan fan. I never have been, okay? Just for the record, I'm not a fan of politicians, period, okay? I'm for the law, end of story. But when I was in Simi Valley, I walked through that museum, friends, and verbatim, almost every single thing Ronald Reagan told the people is exactly what Donald Trump has told the people. Even going so far as using the same slogan, make America great again. Make America great again. During the first segment, I also highlighted the fact that Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, they were all considered saviors from their people. Now, this is what's sick about all of this, friends. Like, for example, Mao Zedong, he killed off 20 to 40 to 60 million people in his own country through a man-made famine. Okay? If you go into China today, his picture's up on the China. Folks, there's walls where his face is posted literally everywhere in China. The posterity of those that Mao Zedong killed off are taught to praise Mao Zedong as the savior to that country. He was responsible for killing off their grandparents. Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, as they called him, killed 20 to 40 million of his own people, going door to door, friends, disarming his own people, assassinating his own people, throwing his own people, friends, literally his own people, including his wife, into prison. Not his wife, but throwing his own people into prison that he would consider a threat to his political position. His wife ended up committing suicide. Many people believe that Joseph Stalin was responsible for that. But without getting into all of that, friends, do you know that after he killed that many people off, when he died off, do you know that today over there, many in Russia call Joseph Stalin the father of their nation? Again, you can't make this up. This is how deceived people will become. And this is why Jesus said continuously, be not deceived. Many will come in my name. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. They'll claim that they're Christians, but they are not Christians. You are to judge them by their fruit. By the way, that's why Bradley, me, yours truly, is continuously, friends, pointing my finger back to Matthew 7:16, because you cannot deny the fruit. Okay? I was under attack like nobody's business. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, that gets my dander up. It gets me, folks, it wakes me up. It brings me into my element. Because that's all I have to do is ask questions. So where did you hear that? Concerning what you are saying in favor of Donald Trump's administration. Who told you that? Oh, the media. I thought 94% of you didn't believe the media. Well, that's craziness. So you heard from the media that you don't believe that Donald Trump is bearing good fruit. Okay. Well, you're going to find out after the end of the show, friends, that the media is not attacking Donald Trump. They are actually promoting his message, because what they are saying that he's doing is not at all what he's doing. Okay. Let me go forward. Next, Mimi. I posted this morning, just 2 hours ago, right before the afternoon hour, history lesson 101 again today. Gott mit uns. English, it means God with us. It's a belt that German soldiers had to wear. Now, why would Adolf Hitler want his subordinates, why would he want his military to wear belt buckles that say God with us? Because he wanted to convince the people, the 80 million people in Germany, that he's a good guy and what he's doing is right. Now, history teaches us just the exact opposite. At every step of the way. And everything he does and did to elevate and to keep up the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler's reign of terror, did you know that it was all promulgated on a lie? There was no truth to what he was doing. Just ask Joseph Goebbels. They'll tell you themselves. Okay? But I posted History Lesson 101. Gott mit uns. Okay? God with us. It was the official motto of Nazi Germany. And yet Jesus continues to warn us, again, not to be deceived. Matthew 24, verse 4. By what? By warning us that many would come in his name, calling themselves Christians, when in fact they are not. And then Jesus said, judge them by their fruit. Guess what all of his followers do? They judge him by what he says, and they don't pay attention to his fruit. And if you dare show them the fruits of his administration, again, friends, then it's fake news, according to the mindset. And if that doesn't put a chill up your spine, friends, I don't know it's going to. Okay? It's a history lesson. You know, I had one guy attack me, and he says, well, what are you doing this for? What are you posting this for? Bradley, come on, give me a break. Are you trying to tell me that Donald Trump is just like Adolf Hitler? I said, just like I'm saying right now, I didn't say a word about Donald Trump. I'm just showing you the comparisons. Why? So history doesn't repeat itself. If you want to remain blind and follow this administration or any other administration right to hell, that's good for you. But it's not good for me and for the people that do know the difference. Because there is a big difference. We judge men by their fruits. Here, I want to give you one quote, and I'm going to get over to this. The reasons Christians should follow Donald Trump, okay? Did you know that Louise Sulmitz, who was a Hamburg school teacher in 1932, said of Adolf Hitler, "How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress?" Can you make that up? Does that sound familiar today, friends? I just seen a t-shirt and it said, "Jesus died for us, Trump lives for us." That's blasphemy, friends. Who's wearing those t-shirts? His followers, his worshipers. That should know way better than that. But what it comes down to is what speaks louder than what they know is their ignorance, their lack of understanding and wisdom and knowledge of the Word of God. And they wonder why their country is being destroyed the way that it is today. And I'll tell you why it's being destroyed is because there's war within the gates because the laws are silent. They have not been enforced, as promised, by the way, by this administration concerning those that mean to destroy her. There's no justice. There's no judgment. There's no evil that's being scattered before this administration in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. And I want to say this, too, finally. Donald Trump has been saying some pretty scary stuff, friends. What Israel is doing by commemorating Donald Trump, what people are saying on a global scale about Donald Trump, reminds me of King Herod. You better watch yourself, Trump. You better watch yourself, because when you start to claim to be something that you are not, or ordained or anointed to be, you're making war with God. And it's not a good place to put yourself, brother from another mother. Ask any dictator. Matter of fact, we'll do a show on that up and coming. I'll bring some more history from the beginning of time to where we're at today. Bonaparte said, Napoleon, the dictator himself, "The Bible is no mere book." He said it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. George Whitefield, the great awakening preacher, said, "All politics aimed at Christ or his glory or his honor end in self-destruction." That is the history of mankind. Just ask the devil himself. And by the way, that is what hell has been created for. For those that refuse to acknowledge and live out the truth in Jesus Christ and accepting him on his terms, period. Don't tell me how much God loves you. Yes, he loves you through action, 1 John 3:18. But there's going to be a lot of people in hell that he loved very much. And I say this as a man that chose the path, the wide, the broad, that leadeth to hell. Remember, Jesus said, "Straight and narrow and difficult is the way." Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is delivering remarks at the 101st Annual American Legion National Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. He spoke about how the Trump administration is always going to be supporting veterans.
This administration will always stand by our American flag. We will always stand for our national anthem. And just like the American Legion, we will always defend the freedom and sacrifice they represent.
Storm preparations are underway in parts of Florida ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Some folks, including Bo Farkas, are spending their day filling sandbags.
Our house, we have a lot of standing water right now near our garage. We just moved, so we have a lot of stuff in our garage, so we might be sacking it up there. Other than that, maybe the front door.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you to Michael Roach over at Before It's News, as well as Sons of Liberty Media. Check us out. You can watch us live. We got live chat. We're intermingling. We get about 200 people watching on a daily basis, friends, thus far. And we're just toying with this right now just to see what we can do with it, so on and so forth. People want to watch, they can. Check us out. As well, friends, if you want to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, just posted a brand new video on how the conservatives, yesterday's liberal, are a controlled opposition. They're not a threat to the establishment in any sense of the word. They're securing it. Check out that video as well. Sons of Liberty Media - Bradley Dean. And tell us what your thoughts are. People seem to like them. We are giving you resolve concerning the issues of today. That is the purpose of the church, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Isaiah 51 verse 4. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to this ASAP. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please stick to the topic. Here we have it. I was asked yesterday, Bradley, what are your thoughts concerning the 10 reasons Christians can support the Trump administration? And I took a look at it, and I just scrolled just a little bit, and I said, nope, it's not true. Nope, it's not true. Nope, it's not true. You know, keep in mind, today's church, friends, 300,000 pulpits, because of their silence, they're the very ones that are advocating homosexuality and abortion and alluring illegals into the United States, and I said illegals, into the United States of America, to our own demise, and the sodomite agenda. So the list goes on. So this is who this is coming from, for the most part, okay? 10 reasons Christians can support the Trump administration. It says, it is only when we look at the policies, rulings, and legislation that President Trump and his administration have initiated on behalf of biblical conservative values that believers can rightly discern the effectiveness and the impact of the White House. Here are 10 reasons, along with corroborating reports, why evangelical Christians can support this administration as they seek to uphold many of the values that we hold most dear. We hope that you not only study these for yourself, but share them with those who still struggle with this president's agendas or his actions. Well, again, let's keep in mind the president is not there for his agenda. He's supposed to operate in his scope of authority, delegated unto him by we the people, first and foremost, under the law, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Again, common law in the United States. Number one, this administration, says this article, honors the sanctity of life. Number one. They said, since taking office, President Trump has championed numerous initiatives to defund Planned Parenthood. Bank. $1.3 trillion omnibus bill written March 29th, 2018. Okay? We had Donald Trump sign a omnibus bill under the guise of national security, which literally funds nations on a global scale. For the sake of time, I'm not going to go through every one of them. If you'd like to check it out, $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security, funds avowed to America's enemy. Okay? Funds avowed to America's enemies. Now, with that, there was over $51 million laid on the backs of the American people, you and your posterity, to promote international family planning and reproductive health. Planned Parenthood's on a global scale. Okay? They must have just overlooked that one somehow, some way or another. I also want to tell you, countering what this article stated, Trump signs minibus CR that funds Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts research. This was written on September 28th, 2018, on a respectable outlet, friends, called CNS News, the right news right now. President Donald Trump today signed a bill the Republican Congress is describing as a combined minibus bill and continuing resolution that funds the Departments of Defense, Labor, Health, and Human Services, and Education. By the way, Donald Trump, under Betsy DeVos, his Secretary of Education, handed over schools in the United States of America over to the United Nations agenda on a global scale. For those that didn't want to pay attention, here, I just gave it to you. Okay? So he is pushing forth a global initiative. Going back to this omnibus bill, namely the minibus bill that funded Planned Parenthood on September 28th, 2018, written by CNS News. Okay? It says, the law Trump signed also permits funding through fiscal 2019 of Planned Parenthood and federal research that uses tissue taken from aborted babies. Okay? So they got the first one wrong. Donald Trump just recently, under creepy Mike Pence, the vice president, went out when there was over 650,000 Americans, God bless every one of you, that were protesting the murder of the innocent. By the way, P.S., posted script, the president of the United States of America has the ability and authority to stop abortion the very first day. Has Donald Trump done that? Absolutely not. Over three to 4,000 babies a day are slaughtered in the womb, and Senate and Congress and the American people also know that babies are being dissected and their baby parts are being sold off on the internet. This is a fact nobody can deny. So we're supposed to honor an administration, namely the law, concerning the preservation and the sanctity of life, says this Christian outlet. It's not true. They go on, the president has stated all children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God. Every life is sacred and every soul is a precious gift from heaven. Well, then why hasn't he stopped it? Why is he funding abortion? 1-866-582-9933. Number two, 10 reasons Christians can support the Trump administration. This administration supports biblical sexuality and family values. You are incorrect. Donald Trump is attempting today to decriminalize sodomy on a global scale. Can somebody tell me how that is? How that he is playing the advocate for marriage. He's playing the advocate under these Christians that seem to have their eyes closed or they have their fingers on their eyeballs, which, by the way, is a lack of Christianity, to sit there and tell the people in the church community that he is advocating and supporting biblical sexuality and family values. You are incorrect. He's doing just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, he's being praised by homosexuals and sodomites on a global scale for doing so. I have a question for all of you. Why is it a felony in every given state in the United States of America? Why is it a felony? Friends, to commit the act of sodomy? Because it lines itself up with Scripture. They're called crimes against nature. In every state, they are a felony because it's an abomination in the sight of God. When man begins to advocate what God condemns, you're going to have an influx of those that mean to literally take you out. You need to know Scripture. And if you think that's a game, why don't you look at Sodom and Gomorrah? Okay? As an example, to them that wanted to dare the justice of God, and they did. How did that turn out for them? Well, again, this is what the article says. From the first day in office, the Trump administration took definitive steps to curtail the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle. Untrue. By dismantling special rights and privileges gifted to political activists under the previous administration. Hey, folks, regardless if it's the previous administration or the one after Donald Trump, they are to rule according to law, not according to their own personal agendas. That is illegal. Okay? Let's go to the next one. This administration champions religious freedom. Now, I do know this as a fact from inside information. We know many where Donald Trump actually called upon evangelical leaders in the United States of America, Rick Warren, Mr. Jeffers, and the such friends that all agree with the administration. They have no king but King Jesus. King Caesar. Okay. We were told that these handpicked evangelicals that were inside of this meeting with Donald Trump did nothing for 3 hours but praise Donald Trump. And what did Donald Trump do for 3 hours? He got up there and he told the evangelicals, if it wasn't for him, this is what would have happened. If I didn't do this, this is what would have happened to you. Acting as if he is the God standing between them and our freedoms. Friends, again, that is a dangerous place to put yourselves. If the American people would constitute and take responsibility and be the strength of the Constitution, we wouldn't have to put up with anything that Americans put up with today. So, number three, friends, he's dictating the church. Those that he calls leaders, like Paula White folks, they're demoralized, they're reprobate, it's modern gospel. And I'll tell you what, friends, what they preach is counter, and it counters Scripture in so many different ways. We can just go ahead and look at their actions. That's all we have to do. Number four, this administration appoints conservative judges. Now, for those that didn't know, Donald Trump voted for Bill Clinton twice. Okay? And so you need to understand how he flip-flops every step of the way. And we can see since he's been in office, what he says, and I've said this a million times, forgive me for those that have heard it a million times, but it's not tedious for me to remind the people that what he says and what he does are two different stories. Hey, folks, I can tell you right now concerning the Supreme Court of the United States of America needs to be vetted. You have people in there like Sotomayor, who's an internationalist, a globalist, okay? Appointed just in time for what? Illegal immigration. You have people in there like Alina Kagan, friends. Who's Alina Kagan? She was the one that was appointed by Donald Trump, and that was approved by Senate Republicans. Without Americans knowing anything about who she was, she's known for attacking our military, and she's also known for being the dean of Harvard, where she was appointed to queerify, friends, Harvard College. Just in time for homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. What does that have to do with Donald Trump? Well, before Donald Trump got into office, he said that he agreed with the Supreme Court injustices and what they have set as precedent. Folks, it's the judge's job, Article 3, Section 1, to sit during good behavior, not by bad behavior. And when you have a bunch of, as they call judges, perverting the law, it's time for you to remove them, Article 2, Section 4, because it applies to everybody from the President of the United States all the way down to civil governments in your local offices, and namely in your counties. I also wanted to let you know, too, friends, concerning Alina Kagan, she never judged a case a day in her life. We also have John Roberts there, who turned initiative with the American Health Care Act.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just rambling on towards the end of that last segment, friends, and I wanted to let you know that we're also sold concerning the Supreme Court injustices. John Roberts, you know, he's a conservative. And it's interesting to note that the National Federation of Independent Business versus Sebelius, 567 U.S. 519 in 2012, was a landmark United States Supreme Court decision in which the court upheld Congress' power to enact more provisions of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Right? What did John Roberts do? He stepped in and blew everybody away by saying that it's a tax. It's now Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, is now a tax. So he turned it from what it wasn't into what it is today. And Donald Trump totally agrees with him. Okay? Just letting you know what he said. I didn't say it. He said it. Also wanted to go back to something here. The president attempting to decriminalize sodomy, and I brought up Alina Kagan. Alina Kagan, by the way, who sits on the Supreme Court, is known for queerifying Harvard. She never judged a case a day in her life. But yet she says these are unelected judges, friends. And yes, they can be removed. It's their job to discover God's moral law and apply God's moral law, not to legislate, not to play the activist. And if they do, it's your responsibility to change that by removing them. And charging them if need be. But, as Judge William Blackstone said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. That's exactly right. That comes from English common law. I have his books right behind me, friends. That's who you are. This is what we have. This is our establishing documents, friends. Okay, that's why every preamble in the United States of America acknowledges God, first and foremost. Right? I wanted to go back to the sodomy, the president attempting to decriminalize sodomy. Why? Who's on the heels of the homosexuals, friends? The Muslims are. I've worn that for 15 years. I was crazy at the beginning of that one as well. Just like I was concerning the gay agenda, saying I thought it wasn't about the kids. Now they're trying to force teachers that you do teach all the way down to kinder care, friends, kids about homosexuality, about having two daddies, having two mommies. Why? Because if I can demoralize you, I can control you, period. Okay? So, the administration appoints conservative judges. If you're talking about Kavanaugh, friends, you might want to do a little homework. You have been misled once again. We have number five. This administration protects the nation from terror threats. This all coming from a Christian organization, as they call themselves, written on August 19th, 2019, as 10 reasons Christians can support the Trump administration. Okay? We know that Ilhan Omar, he likes to slam Ilhan Omar. I mean, how many crimes does Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, or Keith Ellison, or others, Muslims that are in office who have no business being there whatsoever, they are subversives, it's illegal for them to be there, they swore on the Quran, which runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. How come it's nothing more than just slamming them? And we know that Ilhan Omar is doing fundraisers for CARE, terror-tied organizations. So is Keith Ellison. We know Rashida Tlaib's a part of that. How come they haven't been dealt with? I'm curious. Why? Let me go back and just give you a little more history on this because I want to expose this untruth that's being fed to the church in America once again. How come right after the Las Vegas shooting, which there was... Yeah, that's another story. I'm not going to get into it. Remember in New Mexico? Remember when the Muslims were busted? They had a compound out there. Radical Muslims under Donald Trump's administration. Do you remember this? And what they were doing is raising up. They had 13 kids that were being raised up. One little boy died in one of the... There was tunnels going to this compound. As if to suggest that the federal government didn't know where they were. They know everywhere I'm at, friends. Matter of fact, if you have a telephone, they know wherever you're at. Your phone records every place that you go, for those that did not know. Okay? And you can actually go on your phone and push buttons, and it will bring you to exactly where you're at. Where am I, Siri? And it will tell you exactly where you're at. And the federal government wants to act like they didn't know that there was a Muslim jihad camp, along with 35 others, reported CNN and Sean Hannity back in 2009 in America Today, right? But if you remember New Mexico, friends, they were busted. They were uncovered. They found tunnels. They found AK 47s. They were raising those 13 kids up to commit jihad in public schools. Just so you know, the church, again, feeding their people lies that are not true, worshiping Donald Trump because of what he says rather than what he does. You have, concerning New Mexico, don't forget, I talked to a local sheriff there, by the way, but don't forget that after they were exposed for raising up those 13 kids to commit jihad, they were target practicing with AK-47s. And once it became national news, the FBI went in to destroy all the evidence. Okay, just so you know. And we already know about James Comey and others that have been busted concerning the circus of politics. And friends, by the way, they're not being prosecuted by this administration. They're being promoted. As a matter of fact, one of them was just promoted to a position on CNN. James Comey is out doing a book tour right now, for those that didn't know. It's interesting. Barack Hussein Obama is one of those that was, you know, the worst president in history, said Donald Trump. That was going to be dealt with as well. That put what? Jihadis in positions in the DHS. America, have you forgotten all about this? The bureaucrats and the bureaucracies that have been created that are still in play today? They don't go away. The administration does, but what they establish doesn't. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Disgraced CNN hires disgraced former FBI head Andrew McCabe. But where's the draining of the swamp? Where's the justice that was promised? Okay? Just making the point again. Hillary Clinton, she can attack at will, friends. She's being busted for scandal after scandal after scandal. And then we're told after he wins the presidency of the United States of America that the American people verbatim owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service. Shocked his followers. going fast forward back to Ilhan Omar all the way around. It's interesting when he started the chants at one of his rallies concerning send her back. He threw all of his followers under the bus the very next day. He said he didn't agree with what they were doing. You were the one that put it in their mouths, sir. Okay, so don't tell me about how Donald Trump is protecting the American people. And remember when the wall first came about, friends, it came about as Mexico paying for it. For a year and a half, that's all we heard, right? Mexico will pay for it. How much is it going to cost, Trump? $4 million. I played the audio for you before. And then it went from four, then it went all the way up to $25 million. And then it went back from Judas Ryan, Paul Ryan. He comes back and says, well, America, you're going to have to pay for the wall now. Mexico will pay you back. Okay? He's not there protecting anybody. Okay? And the other thing, I also played audio for you about a month and a half ago of a man that runs a nonprofit out of Arizona. He went to one city, one small town. Okay? Call it what you will. He recorded over 2,000 illegals coming into the United States in one day. And once they crossed over into the United States of America, they had air-conditioned buses waiting for them. Well, Donald Trump is telling you that he's building the wall, friends. You have 2,000 illegals coming in at one point of entry into the United States, one in a small town, being escorted on air-conditioned buses to the likes of Salvation Army and Catholic Charities and Lutheran Social Services, which have sold you down the river for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. Don't tell me he's there protecting Jack. Okay, because he's not. And then what happens after they get fed and clothed? Then they get on an airport and they go to the city of their choice. Okay? How come Donald Trump, if you want to tell people that this administration protects the nation from terrorist threats, then can I ask you something? How come we have 3,000 mosques in the United States of America? How come Muslim influx into the United States has increased 74% since 2001? Because you're under the judgments of God, America. When God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. And who are wicked rulers? Those that know the difference between right and wrong, and they do the wrong thing because they think it's a game. Hey, let me tell you something, game players. Your covenant of hell will be disannulled once again, and you will be taken by the cords of your iniquity once again because you fail to learn from history that God is not mocked for whatever a man, didn't say men's or man's or women or women's, it said men. God is not mocked for whatsoever a man sows, he shall also reap. Individually. Okay? Read Isaiah 28, verse 18 when you get a moment too. Now, folks, I could go on this one for an hour. Literally. He's protecting us from a terrorist threat? Are you kidding me? We had over 90 Muslims running for office just the last cycle. The new news is that they're talking about having over 5,000 of them that are trying to put themselves into position in government in America today. Folks, you need to be careful from the modern day Christians because what they're doing is they're taking for face value what this administration says rather than checking the fruit on his branches as to what he is doing or what he is not doing. Put your trust in Christ, not in man.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.